the minister dealt with the towns and the cuts in the funding. But we did realise that there was no great appetite for it in Letterkenny, which I think we found disappointing, really, because the minister had a lot of letters from towns that wanted to be in, and he had to talk his way out of that. And in fact, I'd say nearly all the letters he would have got would have been from towns that are not currently in and want to be in the Eyeball League. So the Letterkenny's reaction was pretty unique. And it was only from the political representatives, of course. It wasn't from the officials in the council.
Bonkrana is to be included, though, which will set the town a target to try and achieve. Do we know when the survey will take place?
Oh, well, it's ongoing. Like, it's a 12-month job, so they can come any time. They can come several times. And you have to be on your toes 365 days. Well, we think it's good for Bonkrana.
Separately, you used the launch of the Eyeball Litter Survey to release the results, if you like, of a survey of third levels. And Letterkenny IT favoured or fared very well in that.
Correct, yes. And we think that's very important. If you take the ITs around the country, there are about 300,000 people living, students and staff, in the ITs. And when we did this in 2004, they were average, I suppose, but less than half of them were keen to European norms. But the managers and the presidents in these third-level institutions were very anxious that their institution would do well in this survey. So we got all bar three getting the top grading.